I'm your host, Dr. M, and you're listening to Aligned You, a podcast designed to assist you to truly be aligned through your body, head, and heart so you can reach your full potential in your own unique way.
Hey there, Aligned You listeners. Dr. M here, and welcome to this week's episode. I'm super excited to be back on the mic to be sharing with you about one of my favorite topics, which is all about stress. Today is about the rules of engagement. How do you and where do you approach things when it comes to stress? And how does your nervous system respond? Or in some cases, how does it react? Now, over the years, I've been talking about stress for a really long time now, partly because, as some of you have heard, if you've been listening for long enough, whether that's from my original podcast, Be the Queen of Your Stress, or the newer version being Aligned You, you've heard me talk about it many, many times over the years about how I've personally gone through various stressful periods and how my body has not responded or reacted so well to it. It was a big part of the inspiration about why I do what I do, both in my hands-on work, in my integrative chiropractic practice here in Alexandria, Mitchell Road Chiropractic. If you happen to be watching our YouTube channel, it is where I am sitting in my podcast booth here. And it's part of why I do the proactive work that I do with my clients through postural correction and also neurostructural correction to make sure their brain and body are connecting at its best, so that you're able to adapt better to the stresses around it. And I've been speaking about goodness on my podcast for, what are we up to, year eight, coming into year eight of podcasting. And in the workshops that I was doing beforehand was all around stress adaptation and how our nervous system works and the different components of our autonomic nervous system works and the impact it has on our overall health and well-being. Now, along the way, so I was trying to work it out earlier. I think we're up to about 15 years of me speaking about it directly. And in terms of delivering workshops, goodness, I've been doing that for the last 20 years about the impact of our nervous system and its ability to be able to communicate at its absolute best and making sure that our innate intelligence can flow properly through our nervous system. And one of the fastest ways to enable it to do better is by making sure your spine's in the best possible position. And that's what I do and my colleagues do that work from a more vitalistic point of view when it comes to chiropractic care. That is a story for another time, but that is it in a nutshell. When it comes to stress adaptation itself, there's lots of different names for it. And I think I was sharing this the other day in my Jumpstart workshop. I find it really interesting where new buzzwords come in and I go, oh, what's this new theory? And I look at it more closely. I go, oh, yeah, that's what I've been talking about for a long time. Or within chiropractic itself, I might have shared this on a podcast late last year, but I found myself at a particular networking event where there were some other healers in the room and other people that worked in various modalities. And the way that they were explaining what they did really explained what chiropractic's been doing for a very, very long time, for over 100 years. And it was so interesting because I think often as a chiropractor, I'm getting a little bit off track here, but often as a chiropractor, it's really easy just to say, oh, I'm a chiropractor, and assuming that people understand what that means. But within chiropractic itself, there's lots of different ways that practitioners approach their clients' care, and as there is through all sorts of modalities. But I do find that very interesting. Anyway, I digress a little bit. There are lots of buzzwords around when it comes to how our nervous system is adapting or not adapting, whether that's starting to talk about sympathetic dominance is one way of describing it. You might have heard it being called fight, flight, freeze. You might have heard it being called the polyvagal theory. There's lots of different ways of naming things or labeling things. What I find is most important is keeping it simple so that you know how you can actually implement this into your everyday life. And so when it comes to polyvagal theory, I find it fascinating because it's so helpful to understand the different parts of our nervous system. And some of you might already know, and if you've been listening to Aligned You for a while, you know that there's two parts to your nervous system. There's your parasympathetic nervous system and there is your sympathetic nervous system. Now, your parasympathetic nervous system is designed to keep you cool, calm, and collected. And your sympathetic nervous system is designed to keep you mobilized and alert and really safe and out of danger. And so that's all well and good, but what the hell do you do about that? Now, depending on what your life has demonstrated to you before and the experiences you've had throughout life, and whether it's this life or it might even be intergenerational and past lifetimes and it's been brought through a genetic line, again, a story for another time, is that you actually might engage at any one of these different points that I'm going to be discussing today. because your life experience has created a neurological pathway that means you happen to land in one more often than not, and you may get there faster than other people that have not had the same life experience to you. What do I mean by all of that? Well, when we look at the different states of your nervous system, and we think about your parasympathetic nervous system having two different parts to it, the ventral part, so the front part, or the dorsal part being the back part of it, is they actually have different functions, and then as does your sympathetic nervous system. So let's break that down into being a bit more simple. So we have a relaxed state. That's our ventral vagal system, our sympathetic, parasympathetic, I beg your pardon, system that is really designed for when we're in a normal, relaxed state, exactly that, where we're able to socially engage. If you and I were having a conversation and we were chilled and we're just having a muck around, we're just laughing and having a good time, is that that's where we're at. We're sitting in our ventral vagal state and we're able to socially engage. It's also in that state where our heart rate is normal, our muscle tone is pretty normal at that point too. Now, when we're feeling safe in a relaxed state, we feel relaxed, we feel engaged, we feel curious, and we feel creative and hopeful. Hope that's landing, and I hope that you spend most of your days in that particular state. When we're feeling unsafe, well, we don't feel unsafe in a relaxed state. If we're feeling unsafe in a situation, that's where we start moving into more of a sympathetic response, where we feel alerted. That old fight flight that you've heard me talk about lots over the years. And back in the day where we used to get chased around by hairy big animals, well, maybe not hairy, but they were big animals that we needed to get out of the way of for safety, is that the point of that particular process within our body is we're only ever meant to be in it for short periods of time. Because if I was getting chased by a tiger, if I am not out of the road of that tiger pretty freaking quickly, the tiger's going to win and I'm not going to have survived. So I'm either turning around and I'm fighting the tiger and I've got some sort of weapon that means I'm going to win, or I get the frick out of there to get to a safer spot. So what happens when we get into that alert state, fight, flight, or a better word perhaps is mobilized, is first thing that happens is our heart rate goes up, our blood pressure goes up. There's a shift in our hormone flow, increase in our muscle tone, because we are meant to be on the move. Now, unfortunately, in a modern day life, or fortunately, because, you know, it is what it is, we can't change when we're living in this time on the planet, is that in a modern day life, we're getting chased around by the proverbial tigers in lots of different ways. Let's name some of them: our mobile phones, our connectedness to the internet, our connectedness to 24/7 messaging, the expectations that we're available more often than not. I mean, goodness, cast your mind back if you're old enough to remember when you had landlines. I mean, goodness, I'm old enough to remember when it was up against the wall in the kitchen and you had to be in the one room to use the phone. It wasn't even portable. And when it was very rude to ring somebody, A, at dinner time, it was very rude to ring somebody after 8:30 might be pushing it. And you definitely didn't ring people before 8 o'clock in the morning. Anything outside of that, you thought the world had come to an end. It was a major emergency. You just didn't do it because it was considered to be quite rude. And it was impacting and interrupting people's private time. Or is that so different now? Often the first thing that we see in the morning is the notifications on our phone from whether it's emails, Messenger, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, whatever platforms you happen to be on that you don't want to miss a moment on. It's really easy to be WhatsApp. We can keep going. There's so many different ways people can connect with us. And some of that old school manners, if you like, or politeness about when it's appropriate to contact people has gone out the window. You send messages whatever time of day you think about it. And there's often not even a thought of whether somebody's phone might be on or not. You just send it and it's up to other people to silence things or not. But anyway, I digress somewhat. What happens when we're in a safe space in mobilized state is that we do get more energy, we get active, we might feel really motivated and playful. Because when it comes to stress, again, as you've heard me talk about before, there is the good, bad, and ugly of stress. And I often think that that gets missed in the mix when it's spoken about. Because there are times in life that pressure or stress or a deadline or a target creates enough urgency and momentum forward that it actually helps us to achieve stuff. You don't get a whole lot of shit done when you're in too relaxed of a state, whether we're talking about exercise or sport or performing at work. That little bit of pressure, or sometimes a lot of pressure, helps us get a lot done. The key is that we're creating the right hybrid state. More about that in just a moment. But where we're in a safe space when we're mobilized or in that sympathetic state is that we do feel energetic, active, playful, motivated. When we feel unsafe, that's where we do get into a fight flight. We feel overly stressed, perhaps anxious, perhaps fearful. Now, if you get to the free state, which another word for that is immobilized, we've now moved back into a parasympathetic part of our nervous system, but it's the dorsal vagal section. And what then happens is that we actually decrease heart rate, our muscle tone goes down, and we feel really fatigued, and our energy drops down too. Now, you can be in a safe state when you're in this state, which you feel blissful, dreamy, tranquil, perhaps even meditative. But when you're feeling unsafe in that space, the feelings of unhappiness, loneliness, hopelessness, and even depression can kick in as well, feeling depressed. So there are different stages of our nervous system reaction and response. And the more we can be aware of that and understanding where do you usually sit at the start of a day can be very helpful in what things you perhaps need to implement throughout your day to help increase the relaxed state that you get to be in more often. To give you an example is if you've had a relationship with a family member that has always been stressful, it always creates drama in your world, it's been an unpleasant experience for you throughout your lifetime, you might see their name pop up on your phone and your first reaction is you go straight into a sympathetic response just by seeing their name pop on your phone, let alone what then happens when you start reading their message. That happens for some because that's their lifetime experience. For others, if the experience with that family member or with their family members is very different, they might actually see the phone name pop on their phone and they're still in a relaxed state because they expect it to be a very straightforward message, might just be organizing lunch. So understanding where you start your day can be very, very powerful in understanding what you perhaps need to do to increase that relaxed state throughout your day and or utilizing the hybrid states better. So what do I mean by hybrid states? Well, there's times in life, I mentioned it earlier, that being in a mobilized state is actually very helpful. For example, is when you're actually wanting to play sport and you want to function at a high level, is that being in a hybrid state of relaxed and mobilized is super important. There's just been some huge games and matches around the world where people are at their absolute peak in their sporting life. And what they want to be is super relaxed in a mobilized state, though. They actually need to be in a heightened state to be able to perform at their best. So a combination or a hybrid state of being relaxed and mobilized is super important for that sort of moment. If you've got to deliver a big presentation at work, you don't want to be so loosey-goosey relaxed that you're actually not on point. I would say right now, as I'm podcasting, I'm in a hybrid state of relaxed and mobilizing and being mobilized because my brain's working. I'm thinking about what message I want to be delivering and how I want to deliver it. And I want to be performing in a certain way that is beyond me just being relaxed and having a very, what's the right way of putting it? Just a casual conversation. I'm hoping to deliver you some information that actually helps your day. So I would say right now I am in a hybrid state of relaxed and mobilized. Relaxed and immobilized can also be a hybrid state that you wish to be in. It's quiet moments. It's intimate moments where you're in a really chilled, beyond just a relaxed state, but a chilled state where you don't need to do a whole lot of stuff. That can be also very powerful. The hybrid state you do want to avoid is where you are mobilized and plus immobilized. That's a freeze state of defense where you've been under the pump for so long, or perhaps there's been other history in your past that has created that automatic going to a dorsal state. That's a conversation for another time. But understanding that there are different hybrids within the polyvagal theory is really a game changer. To understand that, I've got control over this. Me being in a fight-flight state isn't always bad. It's not great for me if I'm in an unsafe space, in inverted commas. But if I'm in a safe space and I'm using it for my benefit, I'm leveraging it so that it actually improves my performance, it can be super powerful. So your homework this week, Aligned You listeners, if you choose to do it. Number one, if you haven't done the body stress score quiz, jump onto Aligned You, that's A-L-I-G-N-E-D, the letter U.com.au, and do the body stress score quiz. It's a free quiz. It allows you to see how well you are or are not adapting right now to the stresses that are around you. You've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again. It is a quiz that I would highly recommend you do each quarter so that you know where your baselines are right now. I know for me, there's certain areas of my body stress score quiz that are off the charts. I've actually got an appointment about one of them this morning because I know that it's actually not in a great state at the moment and I need to make some change. So I actually need some help with that. Talk to you a bit more about that on a different episode. So it's important to have that understanding and some baselines. The other area of your homework this week, Aligned You listeners, is have a think about that. Do you spend most of your life in a relaxed state? Do you think you spend most of your time in a mobilized state in terms of, wow, I actually feel stressed most of the time? Or are you actually feeling immobilized, that you're stuck and you can't move forward in the direction that you want to? We're going to talk more about that in coming episodes, but it's a really good starting point. You know, I'm a big lover of baselines and understanding where you are right now so you know where you need to go and what action steps you need to take to move forward. Before I go this week, Aligned You, this is my top five song on high rotation. And it's inspired from the weekend that was, which was the final Ziva Life Collective retreat in Australia for a little minute. Anyway, pause has been pressed on it. More about that in just a moment. But I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness was on high rotation all weekend. What I'm watching at the moment, we're still working through Suits. I'm watching multiple episodes multiple times because my beautiful wife often falls asleep in them. And so then we have to watch the episode I've just watched. But again, a story for another time. What have I done to decompress this week? Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, it was the last Ziva Life Collective retreat for a little minute, a retreat that I've been running. I believe we counted it's nine years since we started it with the amazing Pauline Wen, who is my collaborator for Ziva Life Collective and co-creator. We've been creating retreats now together for many, many years, and it's been such a privilege and joy to do so, something I'm very, very grateful for. The quote of this week, the only way to discover the limits of the possible is to go beyond them into the impossible. And I must say, when we started this retreat many moons ago, and when I first had the conversation with P back in 2016 that we were going to give it a go, it was never that we were going to give it a go, it was that we were going to do it. I couldn't have imagined at that point in time what we have created in over the years and the number of lives that we've impacted and the way it's impacted me and helped me grow and develop over the years has been quite sensational. So I'm extremely grateful for it and I'm looking forward to what the future holds as far as that side of Aligned You is concerned, but it gives me an opportunity to focus wholeheartedly on other projects at the moment as well. More about that in coming episodes. Over the next few weeks, Aligned You listeners, we are moving back into an interview series. I'm super excited that next week we'll be dropping an interview all about perimenopause with the amazing Dr. Andrea Huddleston. So keep your eye out for that. And on that note, that is it for this week, Aligned You listeners. Bye for now, and I'll catch you next time.
And that's it for today's episode, Aligned You listeners. Remember to hit the 5-star ratings and share today's episode with your friends. And be sure to join our collective on Facebook and Instagram at Aligned You. Look forward to catching you next time. The information shared on Aligned You podcast is of general nature and for information purposes only. It is not specific medical or personal advice. You should seek assistance from your healthcare practitioner for your individual circumstances. Any information provided doesn't imply endorsement or third-party devices or products and cannot provide you with health and medical advice.